We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Oh, I have got another girl.
All right, Ted Woodward with the music this week. Our friend from KNSS. You can hear him on the morning news show. Stephen Ted from 6 until 9 every morning on KNSS. Welcome back. We have Joel and Justin in to play a World Series of Faceoff qualifying match. Joel, how are you? Hello, Joel.
Hey, I'm here. Sorry.
That's okay. I want people to know that you're the best scoreboard operator in League 42, Joel.
I appreciate that.
You do a great job. We love having you as a part of it, by the way. So it's good stuff.
It's a tough job, but someone has to do it, right?
There you go. Justin, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Glad to have both of you with us as we play in the World Series of Faceoff. Joel gets to go first. He was the first one in. Well, we play five rounds. Whoever leads it after five wins and moves into the World Series of Faceoff coming up in July. The question today is, who are the NFL receivers? The NFL receivers to have 15 or more catches in a game, in a regular season game. Joel, you're first.
Brandon Marshall.
Brandon Marshall had a record 21 in another game where he had 18. That's correct. Justin.
Terrell Owens.
Terrell Owens had 20. We go to round two. Receivers with at least 15 catches in a regular season game. Joel.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown has done it. That is correct. He had 16 in a game in 2015.
And
Justin.
17.
It feels like there's a guy named Tom Fears.
Tom what?
Fears? Back in the day?
Tom Fears is correct. We go to round three, tied at two. Joel.
Jerry Rice had to have done it once or twice, right?
Jerry Rice is also correct. We go to the bottom of the third. Receivers with 15 or more catches in a regular season game. Justin.
Jacksonville. Keenan Cardell.
We'll give it to you. McCardle.
I wanted him to keep wrestling with that. That was the best time I've had. Joel, we're tied at three. Go to round four. You're up. 5 seconds.
Wes Welker.
Wes Welker is correct. Catches 15 or more in an NFL regular season game. Justin.
Troy Brown did it against the Chiefs.
Troy Brown. Jeff?
Yep.
That's correct. Against the Chiefs in 02. Joel.
How about Jason Witten? Does he count?
Of course he counts. He had 18 catches. You guys are remarkable. Justin?
Oh,
5 seconds.
Sonny Randall.
How do you know Sonny Randall, Justin?
He was on NFL Network probably a couple weeks ago.
You must watch the NFL Network 24/7. Why don't you do like Jeff and get off that like he did Twitter? Joel, we go to round six. However, if you knew Sonny Randall, you might as well. Who do you have?
Reggie Wayne.
Reggie Wayne is correct. We go to the bottom of the six. Receivers with 15 or more catches. I thought this would be hard. Justin.
Gosh.
5 seconds.
Keenan Allen. I don't know.
For not knowing, you know a lot. Joel, we go to round seven, tied.
Tim Brown.
Tim Brown is not correct. We go to the bottom of seven.
You had 14.
And Justin, you can win it with a correct answer. Please. I mean, good luck. 5 seconds.
I'm just going to say Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez is not correct. We go to round eight. How much time we got, Tom, in the show? About an hour and 12 minutes. All right, Joel? Five seconds.
How about, oh my gosh, Amendola with the Patriots.
Boy, you barely got it. I was starting to, but you got it. They're, Amendola is correct.
By the way, both of these guys are in. So,
Justin?
I'm trying to go off the all-time receivers.
5 seconds.
Reggie Wayne.
Reggie Wayne
has
correct.
Been guessed. He's been guessed.
Oh, he has? Yeah. Reggie Wayne was guessed. 5 seconds.
Steve Largent.
Steve Largent is correct. We're done. You guys are both in.
Yeah, I agree.
In fact, you guys are in the World Series of Faceoff Hall of Fame. We'll need your bust by Thursday so we can put it up. Thank you, guys.
For me.
Thank you both. Thanks. We appreciate it. Holy cow. What do you mean,
You know what I mean.
I'm going to say this right now. No hums. That was just good playing. And if you're going to tell me, I wonder about Justin getting who he got, okay? Because Tom Fears and Sonny Randall are hardly
household names.
He said he watched Sonny Randall on the NFL Network. There are NFL guys out there. And if he was going to use illicit means to win, why would he have guessed Tony Gonzalez with a chance to win?
Because Joel had missed in the previous round, so he's like, okay, Joel doesn't know anymore. I can miss here people off my scent.
Then once
he misses again.
You cannot make that allegation.
And then once he misses again in the next round because he's out of people, then I can come back in with the correct
you
answer.
You cannot make that allegation.
But if you're going to miss, that's the time
then
to miss.
Why'd you say they're both in?
Because they both did a good job.
Well, but you're not buying the job.
I'm not saying I'm buying it or not, but if you're going to miss, it's
we have this question every year, okay?
Yeah.
We have you play it straight, folks, because eventually you're going to have to play it straight out of side pockets.
Right.
You're not going to have any way to look anything up. I know Joel played that straight.
No, I believe he did.
And I think Justin played it straight.
Okay. I hope he did.
But when he said Sonny Randall was on the NFL Network two weeks ago, and I vaguely remember Sonny Randall because he played for the St. Louis.
Do you think they talked about his game in 62?
I guess they would.
Where he caught 16 balls?
I would guess they would, yes. Now, Tom Fears is the one that I had no clue about.
I've at least heard
of Sonny Randall.
What if I told you Sonny Randall's been dead for 2 years?
Maybe it was a taped interview.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you ever think of that?
So he probably had highlights on. He probably wasn't himself physically.
They may have actually had an interview with him.
I doubt it. I doubt we're going to Sonny Randall. Here's why you need to see this.
So what are you saying, Mr.
I'm not saying anything, but Sonny Randall's dead.
Detective Cusseau?
He was not on him.
What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying Sonny Randall's deceased and couldn't have been physically on the NFL Network last week.
869-1240. Are you buying
that's
all
I'm saying.
Are you buying that last game? We'll take the first three callers.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't like the allegations you're making.
I'm not alleging anything.
I don't like
presenting evidence. I'm presenting what I believe.
I don't like what you're bringing up.
Why?
Because Justin, to me, seemed like the real deal.
I hope that he was. Troy Brown did it against the Chiefs. Maybe he very well could remember
that. He wouldn't
have
said that. There was no need for him to say that. That guy's just a football savant. Yeah. Have you ever heard of him?
Then how come we've never heard of him? He's never been on this show, but he's never called.
How do we know Justin's never called?
But
Justin might be one of our most loyal guys.
The Pro Football Reference page does list the opponent.
Justin, heck of a job. Here's Mark. Mark, hello. You're on the drive.
Hey, I was just going to say, you know, when he gets Tony Gonzalez, I kind of thought the same thing Jeff did. He's going to miss on purpose. And then he did, and then...
But why would a guy throw out Tom Fears with his second guess if he was trying to pull the wool over our eyes? That's an immediate red flag, right?
That's true. But
so either he's...
Because he was the next guy down on the list. He just brought the list up. Oh, there's Tom Fears. Tom Fears.
What a terrible...
I'm not saying that's what he did, but
Mark,
I'm answering your question.
Mark, did he or did he not use illicit means to get to the World Series of Faceoff?
If I would have rated, I'd say 60-40, he probably did.
Okay, thanks for the call. You know
Joel
what?
Joel tweets at me with the little hmm face, and Dylan Porter tweets... prayer hands and a fish, which I don't understand.
Prayer hands and a fish?
Yeah, two emojis. Prayer hands and a fish.
What does that mean?
Something's fishy, but what's with the prayer hands? That's what it looks like, anyway.
He's praying that it's not fishy?
Oh, it's a nose. It looked like the prayer hands together. So it smells fishy is what he's trying to say.
Try to get it right, would you?
Yeah.
Here's Earl. Hey, Earl.
Hey, you know, Bob, if I'm calling in saying, I think your son is Detective Clouseau here, that something is not quite right. When you're reading a guy's last name and you mispronounce it over and over again, that's a pretty good giveaway right there,
No, to me, the fact, it's the opposite. If you're reading a guy's last name, you ought to get it easy. McCardell's not that hard to pronounce.
Well,
but if you're trying
him,
to think of it, is it McCardell?
Jackson.
Is it McKenzie? Is it McConnell? I mean, you get all confused.
Samsonite.
Ed, Bob, I've listened to your show since the beginning of this. That guy smacked of doing a little reading, doing a little play in the game, and getting in there and getting her done.
All right, thanks, Earl.
I mean...
Justin, give us a call back. You've heard your character.
He doesn't need to. He's in the World Series of Faceoff.
He is in the World Series of Faceoff, and we're not taking it back.
We're not.
And
but he's got nothing to prove to us.
Here's where I have more faith in humanity. I have more faith. The vibe I got from Justin right there was a good vibe.
He sounded pleasant. I'm not going to disagree with you there.
Now... Are you a potentially pleasant person if you use illicit? I'm not even going to call it cheating. If you use illicit means to get to the World
Series,
just
say you're on the internet. I mean, you're on the internet reading the list.
So that's what you think.
I'm not alleging anything.
Well, yes,
it's not my job to allege. I'm answering if this,
well,
then
no,
how
you,
could he have done that?
You're answering a question that wasn't asked.
I'm bringing
you're
up the
one
possibility.
Who, right. That's not answering a question.
I'm raising the possibility. And
but do we need that possibility raised?
Everyone can judge for themselves. The Sonny Randall on the NFL Network, maybe that was a highlight, a tribute to his 16-catch game back in 1962. Or maybe he said, that guy was on the NFL Network when he's been dead for 2 years.
But he could have been on the NFL Network when they were talking about him. Derek says he agrees with you. I was thinking the exact same thing, which upsets me, which hurts my heart.
As Justin called back?
Justin, 869-1240. Now, Joel played just as well, but we're not going after him.
No.
Why?
Because he missed a couple, didn't he?
Joel did not miss until round 7.
Okay. But he was first, so he couldn't have afforded to miss on purpose.
And then,
Justin
missed in round 7.
Correct.
And then both got back to getting him right in round 8. Now,
yeah.
I know Joel to some degree. It's not like we hang out. But because I know him, we're not questioning him.
And I bet if you would have asked Justin, can you name any more, he would have not been able to. Or he would have said that he can't. Just to keep it going.
Boy, you are.
He would have guessed another.
You are. How do you get through every day?
What do you mean?
With your questioning of humanity. We need a break. Reed Forgrave from CBSSports.com will join us after the break. We still need to talk about the PGA Championship. Guess who's going to lunch again?
Dude.
Jason Duda.
Yeah, lucky him. My guy LeBritz beat his guy.
Back in a minute, The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.